Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving, one of which is Carrie Andrews of the Washington State Health Advocacy Association. Carrie Andrews, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's quite a mouthful. Washington State Health Advocacy Association. And this organization is focused on health empowerment. Help our listeners understand a little bit about this organization that you're a member of.
So it is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping patients navigate the healthcare system and empowering them to get more information about their own healthcare, with the idea that empowered patients are healthier patients.
And your specific component, so this association is all of life. It is from a child with special needs or the legal components around a medical issue. But your particular focus or expertise is in what you would call advanced care planning. You're an advanced care planner, is that correct?
Yes. I would say those are really two different things. I do advanced care planning with people, and I also do patient advocacy. And the link for me is that I'm very interested in end of life issues. I'm interested in seeing people die better. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would like to die at home, die free from pain, be able to say goodbye to their loved ones. If you envision a perfect death, it does not very closely resemble the way most people die today, which is in a hospital, having procedures and tests and surgeries right up until the very end. So my interest, the link for me is advanced care planning helps ensure that you're not going to end up having a death that you really don't want. And having a patient advocate helps ensure, again, at the end, that your wishes, as reflected in your advanced care directives, are being honored.
Now, advanced care directives, for some folks that are listening today, that is kind of the big key in terms of the gateway to the services that you offer. Can you define advanced care directive?
Yes. So there are really two pieces you need to have in place. One is to assign a healthcare agent or a healthcare proxy, and the other is to have a healthcare directive. So the healthcare agent is going to see that your advanced care directive is followed. And your directive basically outlines procedures that you do not wish to have. People think, oh, it's just a DNR, do not resuscitate. It's much, much more in depth than that. The form that I use in my workshops is through the End of Life Washington, another nonprofit that has specialized in creating forms that are legally binding, but they're written in language that everybody can understand.
You know, it's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned your workshops, because on your website, Peace of Mind, you talk about these workshops. And I'm imagining, I know I've had some difficult conversations in my life. This is one of the more difficult ones. And having some kind of opportunity to practice or kind of ferret out what is important, what is not, how do I do it well? And I've never done this before. Let's talk about those workshops, because I have a sense that that is the big opportunity for us to learn how to do those things.
Yes. So the thing that gets people in the door is the promise that they will get their forms done. And I brought in a notary for the two classes I offered, and we had forms notarized at the end of the class. So that was what brought people in. But what really got them engaged was talking about end-of-life issues, talking about their own end-of-life, talking about people in their family or experiences they might have had with both positive and negative around death and dying. And
The workshop is called Advanced Care Planning for Everyone. And on the opening day, you start with kind of an icebreaker. How do you get people talking? Because the forms, that's pretty nuts and bolts. But if I'm hearing you correctly, you're using some of this to help them think about what those forms, how they might want to determine what
right.
they want.
So I found that a lot of the people in the class had already been to a two-hour workshop or a half-day workshop, and they'd gotten the forms and they'd had the forms explained, and the forms were still sitting in a desk drawer somewhere, not completed. Mm. And so what I did with my workshops was back up, and we spent the whole first evening just playing a game called Hello. And it is everybody gets a booklet that has a series of 32 different questions, ranging from who would you like to have speak at your memorial service to what would you like your last day on earth to look like and what music would you like playing when you die, all sorts of really interesting, thought-provoking questions. Mm. And people played that game for about 2 hours, and there were, you know, there's laughter, there were tears. But it really got people thinking about the emotion and the feeling behind what end-of-life planning is. And so the following week, having had that experience, they came in and I walked through the nuts and bolts of the form. And then the next week, we got back together again and walked through the forms. And people were able to share what they were stuck on or what they were having trouble with or why it was so hard to make a decision about X, Y, or Z. And it was that group process really helped. And the final night, we actually did some role playing on how to talk to your family, because the reality is the odds of needing these forms in a legal context is very, very small. The odds of needing them as a guidance for your friends or family members is huge.
Yes.
Because only 1 in 5 people is going to die suddenly. 4 out of 5 people are going to experience some diminished capacity over the end of their life. And that's where it's so critical that people know what you want. Not just that it's written down on a form. There will be cases where they are going to want to see your legal documents, but in the vast majority of cases, it's important that your advocates know what you want.
And you are helping those advocates really become empowered to follow through being those agents of others with this document. But the conversations that you're inviting folks to get into really is critical to filling out those forms, or more so the conversations with their family members. What are some of the misconceptions you might have, one might have about the forms? Like, are there forms that we're not filling out, or misconceptions about the process of talking with family members? What are some of the hurdles?
I think a lot of people just think death is so depressing and they don't want to discuss it, or it's such a negative thing, or I do think people think if they talk about it, it's going to happen. Bad news, people, it is going to happen. And I really, back when my daughter was born, everybody was writing a birth plan and they figured out what music they wanted playing and who was on their guest list to come, where they were going, where the birth was going to take place.
The baby's
the
room,
lighting,
all those preparations,
the, you know, everything, yeah. What meal they were going to have afterwards. And I thought, gosh, the other thing that happens to absolutely everybody is dying. And so what if we put the same amount of thought and time into what we want the end of our life to look like? It could be so much better.
No kidding. Brilliant. Hold that thought. If you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. today I'm speaking with Carrie Andrews from Peace of Mind on the topic of dying. And Carrie, you have invited us to consider dying in a more playful and more uplifting manner. And you have this workshop, but you've got a couple other things in the pipeline we talked about earlier that I am going to be your first client to sign up in. Death over drinks? Is that?
Yes.
Wow.
So one of the things I find, and I don't know how I get invited anywhere anymore because I end up talking about dying everywhere I go. So I thought, well, why not?
You're just dying to talk about it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I thought, well, why not just be real about that's what I want to talk about? So once a month, I'm going to facilitate a drop-in group at Manresa Castle called Death Over Drinks, no host bar, and come join us for some conversation about death and dying. And we'll look at things like green burial options and patient advocacy and good death versus bad death.
And you'll facilitate this conversation and have a casual, interactive kind of moment?
Exactly. I find I normally need to sort of help people get started. And once they get started, you can't shut them up. So it's something people really do want to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, but it's odd. We don't want to talk about it. And we have such a difficult time. Some of us may be ready to talk about it, but our family members may not want to be, or our personal, you know, our best buds or our partners just are not wanting to have that conversation.
Right. And that's why I do have a number of other avenues. Again, the workshop for getting your paperwork done is awfully compelling because people will say, well, I know I need to get that done. So that'll get them in the door. But I also have a film I'm interested in screening called Consider the Conversation. That's just a beautiful feature-length film about the importance of thinking about what you want the end of your life look like and actually putting some things in place to help make that happen. I have an idea for a game night where we would get together and just play this hello game. Very, very thought-provoking, and people go home with a little booklet that has all these questions in it that they can continue to revisit. I find a lot of those tools are really helpful in having conversations with your family.
Mm.
I recently used a card game called Go Wish with somebody to help her narrow down what was really most important to her at the end of her life. It's a deck of cards with value statements on them, and the idea is to go through and sort them into piles of this is critical to me, this is somewhat important to me, and this I don't really care about. And then you take that critical pile and you have to sort it back down to 10 things.
So is it a solitary game, that one, Go Wish?
It can be. I did it with this person. I helped her kind of sort through, you know, she was confused about what some of the things meant. We talked about that. It could be a great family thing. I'm a big fan of having this conversation during the holidays. People are together. It's generally a fairly upbeat time. It's a great way to tell your family you really love them if you're planning.
Well, you know, as awkward as the conversation might be, doing it when you don't have to do it in crisis is super important. I think that is the component that I like about your programming here is I'm hearing, let's just talk about it before we need to. And let's talk about it in a playful way. You know, do you want to live a day longer in pain just to see that family member or not?
Right.
We didn't talk much about patient advocacy today. We talked a little bit about this advanced care planning, but patient advocacy is also somewhat of what you do.
So patient advocacy really is backing up to helping patients when they're getting more toward needing advanced care, helping them go to doctor visits, try to interpret what doctors are saying, write reports. Oftentimes, if there are family that are not able to be present, I can be there, take the notes, ask the questions, be the go-between between the doctor and the patient's family.
So for our listeners today, just making sure we can reach you for some of those drinks over death or death over drinks, best way to contact you?
peaceofmindpt.com is my website, and I will have lists of upcoming events and classes and services that I offer.
Then the Washington State Health Advocacy Association also has some resources available.
They have a great website as well. It's WASHA, WASHAA.org. And they have a lot of resources on presentations that they offer and services that they offer.
Well, it's a bittersweet conversation, but you really do take more of that painful component out by having talked about it and ensuring that the agents, whether it's a son, a daughter, a partner, really doing what that person was wanting to have done in their final stages. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate hearing about this. Carrie Andrews of Peace of Mind has joined us today from the Washington State Health Advocacy Association. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now, go out, get involved, and make it a great day.